Howdy, neighbor. Sorry to barge in on you like this. I was just wondering if I could talk with you if you have a minute. Thanks. I appreciate you sparing some of your free time for this. I know you work late most days, and I wanted to talk to you before you get too busy today. I really just wanted to ask you a quick question. When are you gonna fuck me already? Oh, don't look so surprised. We've spent a couple weeks already stripping and masturbating together via the windows. You can't have possibly thought that I was clueless when I started stripping and schlicking away while looking directly at your bedroom window. And I hate to burst your bubble, babe, but no girl strips that sensually and provocatively unless she knows someone is watching her do it. Although, to be fair, I genuinely forgot to close my blinds for the first time. It was a long day, and I just wanted to change into something cozy and relax as soon as possible. I didn't even realize my blinds were open until I already took my shirt off. I don't know why I didn't close my blinds, turn around, or at least try to cover up once I realized you could see me. I think I was just frozen in place, maybe out of shock or something. But I didn't feel embarrassed, not even shy. No, I felt so excited isn't the right word. It doesn't capture the right emotion. Vicious. I like the sound of that one. It's so much more carnal and depraved. And I must have been feeling carnal and depraved to do what I did next. Raising one hand behind my back, achingly slow, since I knew someone was watching every second of it, and I started to unclasp my bra. No shame, no reproach, just sheer unadulterated lust and sex compelling me, demanding I show off my body to my cute neighbor next door. I could see you, you know, watching me while I strip my clothes for you like a wanton little slut. You just stood there watching me so deeply, so intently, while I coaxed the straps down my shoulders and caressed my ample tits in front of you, showing you in full what you'd only been able to catch glimpses of before. Did you like it when I showed you my tits? When I dropped my hands and shook them a little bit? Well, I'm glad to hear it. I wanted to give you an idea how perky and full they were, give you an idea how they might behave, how they might feel in your hands. Are you curious still? Seeing is one thing, but getting your hands on the real thing is another. You could feel them right now if you wanted. I've teased you with them enough times. I think it's about time you got to grab them and grope to your heart's desire. So what do you say? Are you gonna keep staring? Or are you gonna finally fuck me? Good. Now show me everything you've ever wanted to do to me. God, you're an amazing kisser, too. I don't think I'll ever be able to forgive myself for not doing this sooner. Well, it doesn't matter. I intend to make up for lost time and then more. That's it. Grab my tits. Press them, mold them in between your fingers. Don't you dare be gentle. I won't be fucked, not coddled. What's the matter? Never had a woman insist you treat her like the slut she knows she is? Well, now you have. So what are you gonna do about it? Oh, yes. Grab my hair. Wrap it around your head. And hold it tight while you give it a rough pull. Don't worry about pulling too hard. Don't even think if it hurts. Oh, I want it to hurt. I want to be handled like a cheap slut. Grab me, slap me, bite me, I don't care. Oh, yes. Rip the clothes off of me. A dirty whore like me doesn't need clothes, right? They only get in the way while you slam that thick cock of yours inside all of my holes. Speaking of which, can I see it now, Daddy? It's practically bursting through your jeans already. Won't you let your good little whore get on her knees and devour your big juicy cock? Thank you, Daddy. Oh my goodness. It's so much bigger up close. I thought it looked big through the window, but this is... Perfect. The way your cock rammed into my throat. The way I was choking on it. I want more. Please, Daddy. Give me more. Am I doing a good job? Does Daddy like how I swallow and choke on his fat cock? Because I know I love doing it. I've been wanting to do this for you for a long time now. Not just imagining and masturbating to all my fantasies of you, but really getting filthy and feral for your pleasure and enjoyment. I do anything you want me to, Daddy. So go ahead and tell me what you want. I'll gladly make it happen. Oh, mating press? Yes, sir. Oh, enjoying the view, Daddy. Who am I kidding? We both know you love to stare at my wet, slutty pussy. But now you get to fuck me, reel me into the ground like you've always wanted. So do it already, Daddy. I've been eager for your cock for weeks. Don't tease me when it's finally about to... Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, Daddy. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you for filling your cock-starved slot with this juicy cock. Oh, the shape, the curve, the size. Oh, it's all so perfect. It's everything I dreamed of and more. Oh, please don't stop. Pummel me like I'm your favorite fleshlight. That's all I am right now. Your eager, wanton, living sex toy to pump away and dump your load into. Yes, I mean it. I'm your good slut. And good sluts don't care if their daddies fuck them raw and come inside their bare, unprotected cunts. You don't have to worry about any of that, daddy. Just pump away and bury your cock inside me until you're finished. That's what I'm here for. That's all a salacious whore like me is good for. So use me. Fucking come inside of me. I want it, daddy. I want it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes, daddy. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, I can feel your hot, creamy cum gushing inside my pussy. Oh, don't put it out. Don't you dare put it out now. I want it all inside of me. Every single drop belongs inside your earnest fuck doll. Intense fuck I've ever had. I really should have done this sooner. Oh well, they say it's better late than never. We can always go for a round two later. This reminds me, I was wondering something. How well can you tie a knot?